So I didn't know this, but Los Angeles is home to the largest urban oil field in the country. There are thousands of active wells in LA, and many are in Black and Latino communities. One of those wells was just 30 feet from where our next guest grew up. Nayeli Cobo, who's now 20, had nosebleeds and heart palpitations, and the experience pushed her to become an anti-drilling activist. And for her work, Nayeli Cobo has just won the Goldman Environmental Prize. Some call it the Green Nobel. Nayeli Cobo, congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
Oh, well, I want to hear your story. You grew up in South LA. Members of your family over the years had these medical symptoms, but for a while, you all didn't realize there was an active well right across the street?
Yeah, so I grew up in South Los Angeles in between the Staples Center and USC. It's a community of the most beautiful, hardworking people you can imagine. It's communities that work 14 to 16 hour days to provide for their families. It's families that if you don't have tomatoes for your morning breakfast, they will give you tomatoes and chilies and the garlic that you were missing. Like it's a community and a family. And when we were getting sick, it was a common conversation starter for parents to stop each other in the street and say, "Hey, my daughter had an asthma attack last night. How's your son's asthma?" And that's so upsetting, and that's not okay. So as a community, we started educating ourselves, started researching acidizing this form of extraction that Alanco was using. We started researching...
Mm-hmm. Oh, Alanco is the company operating the well, yes?
Yes. And actually, Alanco operates on land leased to them by the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. So as a community, we're fighting three monsters, which is the oil industry, the broken regulatory system that people of color constantly fight against, and the Archdiocese, without attacking the faith, of course. And it was us learning to navigate this activism realm and demanding our right to breathe clean air.
Well, you start going out, talking about this in public at the ripe old age of 9, I gather. Most of us were terrified at that age. Weren't you scared to go out? You know, honestly, what was it like?
It was a little scary. What I really wanted to be doing was like watching Hannah Montana or Wizards of Waverly Place, but I knew that educating myself on what was going on with my next door neighbor, the silent killer, on sharing my personal story on what my body has been through, what my community has been through, would ultimately benefit my community more. So that's why I fight. When I realized I've always been extremely shy, I was attached to my mom by the hip. I mean, I would not even talk to my own shadow. And my activism is what brought me out of that shell. It's what showed me that, okay, you don't have to know all of the science, all of the legal facts, but I know my story. I know what my body has been through, and that's what I'm here to share.
And what have your symptoms been?
I developed asthma, and that's something I'm always going to have to live with. I had body spasms that got to the point where I couldn't walk. My mom would have to carry me from place to place. Mm. I had heart palpitations and had to use a heart monitor for several weeks. I got nosebleeds that were so intense I couldn't sleep in my own bed. I would sleep in a chair to prevent choking on my own blood at night. Headaches, stomach pains, the list goes on.
Wow. So you go out and you start telling this story with your mom. You co-found this group called People Not Pozos. Pozos is a Spanish word for well, yes?
Yes.
And you go door to door. You print flyers, you speak in government meetings. And when you think about all this time that you've spent on this, what has it accomplished?
After years of us advocating, Alanco is now permanently shut down as of March 2020. In January 26th of 2022, the mayor of Los Angeles signed an ordinance to phase out oil and gas wells in the city of Los Angeles, which is such a historic, monumental win because frontline communities made that. We advocated for that. This ordinance is now saving the lives of over 580,000 Angelenos that live within a quarter of a mile or less to an active oil and gas well.
Wow. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, I still drive to get to a lot of places and burn petroleum in my vehicle, or I do ride shares, which use the same kind of energy and spew the same emissions into the atmosphere. So, you know, what do you say to people who say, you know, realistically, the transition to a zero carbon future in a couple decades, in a few decades, we're still going to need fossil fuels between now and then. We're still going to need fossil fuels to get there, to transition there, and we have to get them from somewhere.
I mean, given the current energy crisis, I mean, even now, like, we see the high demand we're in for petroleum, but those resources are dying. You know, there are a limited reserve left, and what are we going to do when those are gone? So is it a hard transition? 1,000%. But it's one that we have to take, and we have to do for not only our health and our safety, but for our environment. Yeah. And some sacrifices are just hard to take, but you have to take them.
Can I ask you, Nayeli, personally, how you're doing? You had cancer, which required a radical hysterectomy, a removal of your uterus. And yet you're here. I'm sure you think about working for the next generation. It's got to be a challenge for you.
Yeah. At the age of 19, I mean, no girl wants to choose between her reproductive system or her life, but that was my reality. And again, that's why I fight so no other 19-year-old has to make that decision. I fight so future generations have the ability to open their window in their own home without fear of letting in toxic emissions. I fight so because I believe everyone has a right to breathe clean air despite their age, gender, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, or zip code. And I think it's ridiculous that urban oil drilling was happening for so long. And I know that your question was how I'm doing now, and I've been cancer-free for a year and 5 months. I actually had a remission appointment yesterday, and everything still good.
Good for you.
So I am really happy about that. But while this was a personal journey, my cancer experience, I wholeheartedly believe it's because of the well. I mean, there's a sign on the well on the door of the well that reads, "Dangerous chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer, birth defects, and reproductive harm." That's exactly what I had, a reproductive cancer. And I think it's important to remember that these wells can not only cause like nosebleeds or stomach pains and things like that, but life-changing things like cancer.
Yeah. Well, I'm sad to say I've been there as well. Diagnosed with cancer a little bit older than you are now. I remember the checkups every 3 months and how terrifying it was, right, to hopefully get an extra 3 month lease on life. And I wonder about the moment you're in. Does it give you additional urgency to do this environmental work you're doing?
100%. You know, it's funny because when you say like that extra three months ticket to live, that's exactly the way you view it. You know, you're sitting in those appointments, your legs are shaking, and you're like, I just want a 3 month pass. That's all I need, just 3 more months, and then I can sit here again. And that's exactly how I view my work. I'm fighting not only for my health and the health of my family and my loved ones, but for the health of future generations. I'm fighting for the safety of future generations. These wells operate under such immense pressure that they have to open valves to release pressure every 10 to 15 minutes to prevent an explosion. I mean, we're living on top of a bomb.
Yeah. That is Nayeli Kobo, a winner of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize for her work fighting pollution from oil wells in Los Angeles. Nayeli, congratulations. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.